You have questions?
I do have a couple questions. One is related to the last session. And in the last session, you talked extensively about how it was possible to send energy out from the point of power in the current moment, how to send energy out to your simultaneous lives, existences.
Correct.
Could you talk a little bit about how you would go about sending energy out to your current past life, your current life in the past? Healing the past is what I'm getting at here.
It isn't a current past life.
Well, I mean, it's the life that I'm living now at an earlier age, maybe.
Are you saying your present life when you were a child?
Yes.
Is what you're...
Or at an earlier age.
At an earlier age.
Mm-hmm.
The present... Let's see, in doing so, your thoughts... You use your thoughts to send the messages. Now, every part of your being is going to receive that message, past, present, and future. The very idea that you are focusing on that, those thoughts in your present point of power, will automatically affect, say, the childhood. You cannot erase what you are or have experienced in the childhood, but the message in that time frame is received. So, for instance, you're sending thoughts of love, of spirituality, harmonious thoughts for your psychic abilities, mental stability, all of those things are received. In that point in time, your self is unaware that the thoughts are coming through, however they are being received. Does that clear this up for you?
Mm-hmm. It does.
Your future selves, in the same reference, are sending messages to you as we speak that you are not aware of. The same with your past.
I'm trying to think of sort of a metaphor that will allow me to get my mind around this, and maybe to help the reader get their mind around this. To me, it looks like a collaboration between future, past, and present consciousness.
The very idea of visualizing that you are sending the thoughts to all of your simultaneous lives is enough to affect the change and to put the message across to those lives. They receive the information, like I said, whether or not they are aware of it. In doing so, closing one's eyes and visualizing that fan spread that I drew up and just sending your energies to all of your simultaneous lives, whether or not you understand the complexity of their being. The fact that you are sending the thought is good enough. It is beyond your comprehension in the third dimensional reality to understand how this works. That's why I have kept it as simple as possible to use a simple visualization of a thought landing somewhere in your imagination on those lives. Many readers are not aware of those lives, so to them, it will be up to their imagination to bring forth information relating to those. Oftentimes, your imagination is quite aware of previous lives and will be able to direct for you without you being aware of it. Does that help further
clarify?
It sure does.